I'm Tommy Gimler. ESPN is reportedly telling Ray Lewis to take a hike, which means the staff at the Four Letter no longer has to worry about a murderer sitting next to them in a lunchroom. We'll see if any other network out there thought he killed it on Monday Night Countdown, and we'll give him another stab at this reporting game. You see what I did there?
Yeah. That was pretty good. Yeah. That was great. And I'm Brady Matthews. Stephen Curry was named the first ever unanimous MVP in NBA history, and he proved he was worthy of it after pouring in 17 points last night, just in overtime as the Warriors beat the Blazers. We'll discuss where he ranks among the best of all time, Jordan, Pippen, Hodges.
Hodges.
And I'm Adam Ferberg, and tonight I sit with Tommy and Brady and drink Tommy's beer and prove that Jews do have a place in the world of sports, usually in some form of commentary like the one we all have right now.
Or right. Placing bets.
Exactly.
Just some kind of financial advising.
Just taking up airtime and then getting advertisers to pay me for it. Think about it.
The Daily Upper-Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, guys. First time ever. This is great. Adam Ferberg, welcome, buddy.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on the show, fellas.
You know it. One of the reasons why I have you on the show is your Twitter feed is unbelievable.
Oh, you like it?
Love
it. It's silly, isn't it? It's just all just craziness. Everyone, I love how people like to take social media and talk about what they believe in. And I just like to remind them, I don't care. How stupid is everything? And look at how we're all able to live through it, you know? Let's just point that out for a second.
And what is it? At Good Word Ferbs?
It used to be, and then
you got kicked off? What'd you do?
No. I just changed.
Are you
it
like
back.
These gamer chicks that are showing their tits on?
Do you see this?
No.
What is this?
The latest thing is that some girl did a cooch shoot. Like, and she said it was accidental. She leaned over. So there are these gaming networks.
Streaming to in a place where it was understood that there'd be nothing dirty going
like,
on.
You're there to watch games. So she bent over the couch and she wasn't wearing panties.
Oh.
And you could see her cooch. So she got banned from whatever live stream service.
Okay.
So for 30 days. So then there was a girl yesterday, and she was way hotter.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, like, these four guys are playing. And one guy is, like, the host of the room, you know?
Right.
And then the other three dudes and this girl are playing, and they're in the little boxes up top. Well, this girl, like, bows out of the game. And all of a sudden, you just look up there, and she's, like, bare-chested, and she's getting up.
All right.
Wow.
And this just goes to
what
show.
What network is this again?
Yeah, seriously. It was, like, Tyek or something like that. It's on. If you go to mandatory.com, they have,
it's
like,
GameChanger.com.
Unilad.
Yeah.
That is a game changer. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, this – and, you know, I don't want to, like, be – I don't want to put label to stereo – or put the stereotype on these gamers.
No, sure. Go ahead.
I love playing.
Put all
video
stereotypes
games
on those motherfuckers.
But you would think that all four of these guys would have just seen these. They're nice.
Yeah.
These boobs.
They're
real nice boobs. Yeah, they're real nice.
Real great.
And you would have thought they would have seen them, and it would have been like,
right,
like,
or
that's
freaked
amazing
out.
No. But this one dude was like, oh my god, what the fuck are you doing?
Really?
He, just, like, he thought he was. She was ruining everything. For
like,
them.
He was going to get kicked off of the network or something like that. I'll tell you what, those boobs were worth 30
days. It's worth
days,
destroying your business.
30 days of going outside, maybe taking a hike.
You know how many followers they got after that? They probably broke
Everything spiked for them that really matters.
Yeah.
And then just milk it. Make t-shirts while you're off the air. You know?
Oh,
just,
yeah,
like,
but this guy.
Find new streams of revenue.
Isn't it more about shock and awe than just more of just playing video games?
Well, this
mostly
guy thought
awe.
It was about his Sim City. I've almost got the strip mall.
They should have banned him from the damn thing.
Yeah,
they should.
They've really screwed this whole thing up.
He's like, my mom's gonna be home in like 20, messing it up with boobs.
Well, you're not gonna have to worry about like the, you know, the athlete of 20 years from now committing as many sexual assaults, I think, as the athlete of today, because they were not interested. Not interested at all
so
what was going on.
So the ESPN crown League of Legends champion's not going to be getting into any kind of
trouble. Correct, yeah. All the businesses will be able to, like, throw their
them.
Yeah, they'll be able to throw their money behind them and not worry about them going out on a Friday night and doing anything stupid.
Dude, I remember back in the day when I used to be on my Apple computer and I'd draw boobs. That's about as far as I got. Meanwhile, these guys are getting free boobs, and they don't want them.
My brother walked in on me once.
You know what I mean?
My brother walked in on me once. I was on like a Nintendo 64, and there was like an art pad, and I was drawing boobs on him, and he walked in because we shared a room, and I was like, oh, well, this is embarrassing. He just walked out. We never talked about it again. I was like,
you
that's
said,
great.
Don't act
like
you've never done that before.
Yeah. You know, well, I was going through some changes.
Yeah.
I was going through some changes.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you get ready for this? Yes. Herberger, it's your first ever. You're popping your cherry here.
I'm here.
You're popping your cherry sours.
Cherry
sours.
We got
the snack man, Brady Matthews, bringing some cherry sours.
There you go. That's a good. That's my Twitter handle, snack man.
Snack man. It's time for the hot mess.
The hot mess.
Steph Curry is now a basketball immortal, you guys. For the first time in NBA history, a player was unanimously voted as the league's most valuable player as all 131 first-place votes went to Curry. What do you think took so long? I mean, I thought he was good this year. Not good. He was great.
I thought he was better than last year, personally.
Oh, of course. Yeah, by far, right? Because he set the record for NBA three-pointers in, like, the 20th game.
Oh, yeah.
Did he really?
No, I mean, it wasn't a 20.
But basically, the guy he's been on fire the whole season. He came in last night. He hasn't played, four or five games? Usually think he'd be a little rusty. Nah, he just put down 17 in the fourth quarter.
In overtime
to win the fucking game.
Right? Yeah.
I don't even think Jordan's done that. Besides winning in five more championships, but I don't think he's ever done that.
No. Well, if he would have made a wager with somebody, I'm sure no one just made a wager with the gambling king of Chicago. If there would have been money on it, he would have put 17 in overtime.
Yeah.
There's just also an understanding that he's the reason why, or at least like the face of the change of the guard in the NBA, the way that it's all going further outside and smaller guys are taking over.
Yeah.
He's got the big shoe deal. Everyone wants his shoes. What's weird is that right now, Under Armour is on its way to upend Nike, even though they have the Jordan brand. That might never be touchable.
I don't think it is.
But like Reebok, Adidas, and everyone is falling behind Under Armour because they've jumped on Curry. In baseball, I think they're about to give the biggest contract to
Bryce Harper.
To Bryce Harper, yeah. Mm. But that alone, if you can basically create a shoe, a brand new, like there were no Under Armour shoes 4 years ago. I have a pair.
Yeah. Mm.
Like that's insane. That's how
I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't even think about getting them 4 years ago.
No.
What if he signed with Skechers?
That'd be great.
Do you think he would? Do you think he would be as popular?
Or Tom shoes?
Tom Brady.
I'm just saying.
Tom Brady has FUBU. A deal with UGG. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
Tom Brady. Like, I want him to wear UGG cleats. Like I just like.
That would be dope. That would be hilarious.
A pair of boots with spikes on the bottom. What do you think?
Dexter Fowler wears.
I think you're onto something.
You know, Dexter Fowler wears the Jordan 6s.
Really?
They make them for cleats. Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, there are Jordan cleats. Derek Jeter used to wear them.
And Price, that pitches for the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
I think Steph Curry is so hot right now that you could put him in Skechers. You could put him in anything. You could put him in high heels. You could put him in high heels and he'd be out there.
He's wearing the new Jessica Simpson line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Riley will have her own shoe here in a minute.
But no kidding.
Yeah,
well, you heard why he went to Under Armour, right?
No.
Yeah, I heard this, yeah.
In the Nike pitch? So the guy kept calling him Steven.
No, he called him Stefan.
Stefan, is that what it was?
Stefan Curry.
He didn't refer to him properly.
No, and then also the slideshow that they had was the same slideshow they pitched to, what's his face, with the Mohawk and Houston Rockets with the beard.
James Harden.
James Harden. And they left James Harden in the slideshow and they were calling him Stefan Curry. How do you mess up?
They screwed up a slide, showed him a different player.
And his name, was the same. And the name the whole time.
You walk out of the room.
They put his name at the bottom, and then they showed Harden. and he was sitting there with his dad like, are these guys for real?
Yeah, that they don't care. They don't care.
Lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you fire that guy? He still works for Nike.
Does he really?
No,
that same guy?
Yeah.
He fired somebody that day. Nope. He fired the guy that made him look stupid.
And you know what?
Right. Oh, yeah. He went down and found some account coordinator that, like, you know.
Properly.
You know what the problem was? He was Jewish. That was the problem.
Oh, my God, Ferber.
Wow. Now I really hate him. Under Armour all the way.
So that's pretty crazy. Stephen Curry, I thought like his popularity rate, they had it up on ESPN earlier this year, was like something like 99%. Unbelievable. Yeah. Like 99% of people they polled like Steph Curry.
You think LeBron's a little butthurt?
I think he is.
No, he is, because he plays that old style of drive to the hoop basketball. He's learning how to shoot from the perimeter too.
But isn't it funny how everyone's kind of copying Steph Curry's style?
Because that's the game now. The game is to go outside and shoot.
I guess, but Damian Lillard, I saw him. He's now shooting from, like, the opposing bench.
Off of 1 foot.
Russell Westbrook's doing
the same
thing.
They're going to lobby to have, like, 4-point plays from the half-court line.
Seriously.
And 5-point from inside
like
the other
teams. Like the old MTV Rockin' Jock.
Right.
25 points.
Exactly. Roger McDowell wearing some ridiculous costume. Yeah, I remember that
guy. Podcast is sponsored by Dan Cortez.
But speaking of LeBron, I think that's what – it's still so amazing that – obviously, he deserved every first-place vote, but I'm just surprised that some clown from Cleveland or just there's 131 first place votes. I cannot believe at least one person tried to be like one of those Hall of Fame voters that's like, I can't vote Maddux.
Yeah,
I just can't vote Maddux. I just don't know if he was on steroids.
Wait, isn't it?
I just don't know.
It's the one guy who wasn't on steroids.
It's, right, yeah. It's the people that vote for the NBA MVP, isn't it? Or is it no?
These are writers.
Yeah. I don't think it's
now,
the fans.
Here's another thing I have. I have a problem with that. Why are you the sports writers? I mean, listen, they're important to the game, but I think the people are mostly the most important part of the game. Shouldn't they vote?
I think in your heart,
like
that's
a
great idea.
A popular online vote or something?
Right.
But what would happen?
The ballot would get stuffed, though. People would just vote and vote and vote and vote over and over again. No?
And the way public votes like are now, like whoever the 12th man is on the Milwaukee Bucks would have been voted MVP.
As a joke,
so in your heart, that's a great idea, and that's the way it should be. But I think everybody's learned now because it was the NHL All-Star
game.
The captain.
They voted some goon in as like
the
top vote
getter.
And he ended up becoming the MVP because he scored like two goals in the game, but he shouldn't have even been
that's
in the game in the first
point.
Place.
Yeah. That's a good point, yeah.
Peyton Hillis on the cover of Madden, you know, all that.
I think it'd be funny if like Hillary Clinton won. Because they get
she was an NBA.
They get
jam.
The votes screwed up. Yeah.
She was an NBA jam. It's totally possible.
That's very
Hillary
true.
Clinton
her and Bill were in NBA jam.
Funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Monica
never heard
was
that.
Always under the bench.
Yeah.
That's dynamite. So you can catch him on Twitter at BradyMatthews13. Ferberg, what's your Twitter handle?
At Adam Ferberg. My
a lot
name
less
is really
glamorous
fun.
Than
yeah,
good
I love word the name. It's a fun name to spell. That's really the best part. It's just teaching people how to spell that name properly.
Feuerberg.
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 Which is not even how
even
it's said.
Feuerberg. Adam Ferberg.
Yes, you got it. Wow, you're a smart guy.
Ugh.
Nobody not got that right.
All right, so before we move on from Steph Curry, let's say like tomorrow he goes out and his ankles break and he can never play again. Where does he rank all time greats?
I think he surpasses Isaiah Thomas. He surpasses some of the greatest. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, Isaiah Thomas back in the day was a stud.
Uh-huh.
You know? But he wasn't shooting from half court.
Right.
He, I mean, he also just it wasn't the best right now in the league. Like there was no point. Like maybe those championship seasons you could have made the argument for mm-hmm. like when the Pistons were winning. But like there's no doubt about it. Steph Curry is the best player in the league. Mm-hmm. And for someone to say that about somebody I think is important, whether or not they play for 5 years or 10 years, just being the best at that moment and no doubt about it. Like mm-hmm. LeBron's not playing as well as him this year.
Well, even Jonah Hill on ESPN voted him this year. Last year he didn't vote for him. I think he voted LeBron last year.
Really? But don't you think also though why he shines is because the talent is not as good as say in the past 10, 20 years?
Well, it's just not as physical.
I don't
when Isaiah was playing, like, you know, guys are getting punched.
But there's a strange disparity though. Right.
Mm-hmm. I missed that.
And there was remember the comment about Barkley saying that they need to take somebody out of the game? Like, that doesn't happen anymore.
Man, I was just getting a blowjob.
Right.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Barkley, though, go ahead.
The bench for the Warriors could start for a lot of the teams 100%. In the league. There's a disparity in the talent rosters up and down across the league. Not mm-hmm. just the five starters. Not even their bench is better than most of the guys that start for other teams. And that's kind of an issue right now with a lot of teams.
See, you know what I like, too, is Barkley talks about toughness. He was talking in the NBA tonight. He was with whatever the show is called.
Right, on TNT.
The pregame. Yeah. He called out Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard's on set with them.
Oh, good.
Did you see this?
He's on set with him.
They're all, you know, they all four sit there. It's him,
right.
Kenny, Barkley, and it wasn't, what's his face this time? Whatever the guy's name is. But Barkley goes to Dwight Howard. He goes, listen, I got a problem. He goes, you talk about toughness. He goes, but you're the least toughest guy on the court when you play with the Houston Rockets.
That's what he said with Dwight.
He
perfect.
Said that right to his face.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Back
on
in my
television.
Circle of trust. Yeah. That's outstanding.
Oh, dude. And you saw Dwight turn from black to white, dude. I'm not kidding.
He's locked up. He doesn't know what to say.
He didn't know what to say. And he's like, well, he goes, you know, I got a big season coming up. And Barkley goes, you have a good 3-4 more years, and then you're done. He goes, well, I want to win a championship. And he goes, we don't really act like it when you're on the court. I'm just being honest. And everyone's like,
what?
Wow.
No one. We'll be right back.
Oh, dude, it's great.
It just like cuts. He doesn't even get his last statement off. It's like a Subaru commercial.
That's so good.
The hot man.
Tim Donaghy, the former NBA referee. I love how people say he's disgraced. I call him a savior.
Yeah, he brought the light. Like, he removed the wool over our eyes
to
show us the truth. Yeah.
He's a trailblazer.
You know what, though? I still think the NBA is kind of corrupt.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
I mean, yeah.
You got that new guy that
Patrick
came in.
Ewing.
Brady's the nice guy.
Adam Silver, is that the GM?
Yeah.
Or not GM, the commissioner.
Uh-huh.
I think that guy's just as corrupt, too. But I mean,
but he's more likable,
right? Yeah. But more likable is David Stern, because David Stern was like, "I don't really care. I don't give a fuck."
This
think.
Is how it's going to be,
right?
And you're gonna like it,
yeah.
Right. And that's pretty good
David
it was.
Stern impression.
Yeah, thank you.
He would go on Jim Rome, and then Jim Rome would like kind of bring up flopping,
right?
And he would be like, "How long has it been? Or are you still beating your wife?" That's what he would ask Jim Rome. Are you still beating your wife, Jim? Like, he would just like be so insulted right away. He would just, because that's a no-win question.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like the OJ trial. Like, have you ever used the N-word? It's a no-win question.
Right,
if
exactly.
If you say no, you're a liar. If you say yes, you're a racist.
Right.
So, you know, David Stern got offended by his flopping question from Jim Rome. So he was like, are you still beating your wife, Jim?
Wow.
And Jim's like, I see what you're doing here.
Yeah.
And Jim was like, yeah, I am.
we're on
you
a show,
yes,
television
you're a woman
show.
Beater. You
we're cutting
yes.
your commercial. Out.
So Tim Donaghy says that 100% of the refs gamble.
Yeah.
NBA refs. But did you hear his whole story? Why?
No.
That interview?
That I did not hear.
So he's talking. He's on the Herd with Colin Cowherd. I think it was last Wednesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday or Thursday. And he goes on there and Cowherd goes, what percentage of NBA refs do you think gamble? And he goes, 100%. And he goes, okay, you know, kind of, you know, explain that, explain how you got 100%. So he said that when he was there, David Stern used the line, if you gamble legally, mm-hmm. it'll cost you your job. Gamble illegally, and it'll cost you your freedom. So they did an investigation into their referees, and there were 60 of them.
Right.
And 58 of the 60 referees were gambling in some way, shape, or form.
So not necessarily on the NBA, but they were placing bets.
Correct. Sure. And you weren't allowed to bet at all.
Right.
So whether or not it was in a casino playing blackjack or whatever, you were not allowed to gamble at all.
Right.
So it would have been like
one rule before FanDuel. Right.
So,
calling it fantasy. It's fantasy. Give us your money.
Right. So instead of, you know, kind of bringing this out to the press or, you know, bringing it out to the public, mm-hmm. because it would have been a huge integrity issue.
Right.
At 58, that's, I think it was like 96 or 97% of your referees are gambling behind your back. So he just made all that gambling legal.
Rather than tarnish his game or even worse, hire a bunch of scrubs.
Right.
Or
that
or
he can't control. Wow.
And also are probably way worse at officiating games. But, you know, I'm not surprised at this at all.
So does it affect your, like, thinking of the game at all? Are you going to say, well, now I'm not going to watch the game?
We've always kind of felt that officiating influences game. There's no sport on the planet that's as influenced by a game as refereeing a basketball game.
Right.
Because there are so many ways to just blow the whistle, stop the game, give someone else a ball, let other people shoot, and it happens a lot. And there are moments, like you're pointing out earlier, we're talking about the Oklahoma-San Antonio game.
Mm-hmm.
Very questionable.
Blatant, like.
Very questionable.
And guess what? No one's talking about it.
No. Nope.
Still.
Yeah.
We did.
just now.
Both of our listeners thanked us for it. It was great. It was outstanding. So the other thing I want to bring up with Donaghy is how in the hell is this guy still alive? Isn't that
true.
Crazy that he could just come out and say, like, think about all the thugs that are involved, like, that he was, like, taking bets from or,
right,
like, you know.
Right. He's too hot, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's too. That's when you're, like, fucking with, like, oh, this is, we're giving away what we're doing to control things, you know, the
right.
flow of information. Once someone like that is taken out, like, the head guy, the biggest mouthpiece, it's very obvious that something really dirty's going on.
Over under of what year Tim Donaghy makes it to, I'll say it's before 2020 he goes.
You think so?
And I'll say it's going to be something like, it'll be like cancer or something
okay.
like that.
They'll
put something in his food or
right.
something
yeah.
in his water.
They're just chemtrailing over his house left and right.
just God, like they really are dusting the crops today, man.
Yeah.
I don't even know there's fields here in New York right. City. That's crazy. What do you think? I'd say 2020.
I'm going to go 2040. I think he's going to live a long life.
Wow.
I no think way. So.
I don't even think
so.
I'm going to be around in 2040.
I'll go
20, I may not.
25. There's no way. We're going to blow this world up.
It'll be gone by then.
I'm surprised right. Ferberg didn't Price Is Right me. What'd you say,
2020?
I'll say 2019. All right.
I win. Yay.
On a complete opposite end of the shitty spectrum are the Chicago Cubs.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's my team.
Very good.
Moving on here in the hot mess. The Chicago Cubs are on pace. Did they win again tonight? They were up 8-7.
Yep.
Jeez.
So now they're 25-6. So now they're on pace to win more than 130 games.
What is it? What is about this particular team? I felt like it was a lot of it was the free agents.
How
signings.
Much time you got?
Yeah. Well, it started.
Well, we got Cubs fan. We got everybody back.
It started with the free agent signings that they made, where people were shocked. They were shocked that they got Fowler, and they were shocked that they got Jason Hayward. I remember those two things. No one expected
Or Fowler was supposed to go to the Orioles, and then he was like, "I'll take I think I'm just going to take a little less money and win a World Series.
Yeah,
and win a couple maybe."
And Hayward was like, "I think I'm going to go to another team and win a World Series."
Yeah. Well, I think you saw that the Cardinals were kind of rebuilding.
Right.
And I love that. I hope they are rebuilding until
they're at 500.
Until
Steve
Alford dies.
Until like next year. They're going
to
be
already
good
like
again.
Nine games out of first place.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Tonight,
I love
nine
it.
And a half.
I think it's beautiful. But the Cubs went and got a ton of young talent. Like, that's how smart Theo Epstein is.
Yeah.
That's how the guy's a genius. He's a genius. He
went
out and got
two different places.
I mean, but he got these guys. Not one guy sucks.
Right.
Not one. He got Chris Bryant, then he went and got Soler. And then
Baez.
He got Baez, he got Schwarber, and these guys were just smashing the ball.
Schwarber's out, though, right?
He's out. He hurt his leg.
Yeah, I remember that was kind of – because he was like the fifth guy in that lineup.
Oh, dude.
He's as dangerous in a lot of spots.
And they probably, if you go back and look, they put up more runs since he left.
Right.
Oh, really?
But I think the real eye-opener is, as a Cubs fan, is you look at Jake Arrieta, who came from the Orioles. No one wanted him. No one
he
could
frankly
care less.
Wasn't very good.
No, he wasn't very good because he didn't have a good pitching coach, and also he was kind of hurt. And then he came to the Cubs, and he was mediocre at best for the first season. Then last year he came on.
It's unhittable.
Threw a no-hitter, and then this year he threw a no-hitter in the fifth game.
Yeah.
So in the last, I think it's the last 20 games that he's pitched, he's thrown two no-hitters and lost one game.
Right.
I mean, two no-hitters, lost one.
And they're saying after this season, hopefully, I mean, if they win the World Series, which I'm praying to God they do, then I can end my life.
you can make it to 2020 with Tim Tommy.
22% of people from Chicago just off themselves right
you're
now.
You're going
to
see.
It's over. We can never get any better than this.
You will see a grown man choke cry. I'm not kidding.
Get that sound in going.
It'll be a beautiful thing. But
you just in August, you got to get to Wrigley Field and have Jake Arrieta sign your belt. How many of you guys win? I'm going to hang myself with this one.
Sign my neck and I'll get
like Michael Hutchins.
Sign my neck and I'll get it tattooed.
To the electrical socket. Just get him to sign it.
Yeah, sign my neck and I'm going to get it tattooed. That's it. So anyways, that's.
Well, and you know, the difference between Theo Epstein and the other regimes who were in there is like Theo Epstein came in, everybody knew what it was. It was going to be a process. Like,
right.
We're going to suck balls here
for four years.
Yeah.
I remember when he came in and I was like, God, can we just be good right now? And he's like, it's a process.
No.
We got to be, it's a process.
You spoke to him?
Through my dreams. And
Theo, what's wrong?
And you know what's funny? When I was saying that, I was like, it sounds like I talked to him.
How awesome would it be if a guy like that was like nailing your sister?
Yeah,
let him.
Please come back over, Theo. You want her
she
more?
She comes down with a black eye, and you're like, it's all right. It's probably your fault.
There were guys way less qualified to bang my sister. So that would be great.
But I think that was a big thing with the Cubs is that it was totally different. They knew they were going to suck for 4 years, but they understood it's a process. Look what he did in Boston. It's going to work.
Right.
Right.
And it's definitely working right now.
You could get draft picks of guys that suck. And he literally, there is not one guy that he drafted that sucks. Not one.
Well, it's experience at that point. Now he really knows what to look for.
Well, now you have chips, too, to where you need one more starting pitcher if you're going to really go all the way. They're going to trade Soler, and they're going to pick up some. I think they're going to get Lincecum, if you ask me.
Oh, that'd be crazy. Although
he apparently was really good at his throwing last week.
Yeah, he threw like a 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah.
For that little guy. Nice whistle.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you look, even there's just something about from the top down, even with a guy like Joe Madden.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the
best
perfect
pickup.
Manager.
Best pickup.
It is. It
he's
is.
So good with young players.
It's almost, like picking up a top 10 player.
It's almost as important as picking up. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
Because
it's right out of my mouth.
You have to play with those guys every day.
And the thing I like what he does too is he makes it loose in the clubhouse. Not too loose to where these guys are just walking all over him, but he's like, you know, if we're going to play baseball, we're going to have a good time playing baseball. Where a lot of managers are real in your face, you know,
rigid,
no bullshit kind of guys like Lou Piniella, Dusty Baker. Those guys were guys.
Matt Williams last year with the Nationals.
Face.
How'd that work out? I'm the boss.
He couldn't stop guys from fighting in his own dugout.
Right. Papelbon and
that was great.
Right.
That was
Harper,
great.
Yeah. But I think that's the thing with the Cubs too is you see he's unbelievable from what I've heard. is he keeps it so loose until it's game time.
Right.
Like until when you get out in the field and you're practicing and you're playing, like he's all you business. Take it serious. Yeah. And then you've got, you know, your whatever, own, 16 hours to go do whatever you want.
When you have an RV called Cousin Eddie, I like you already. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shitter's full.
That is great.
Hashtag shitter's full.
Is that named for Iron Maiden? Is that why?
What?
Oh, the Eddie.
No,
is the
Cousin Eddie from Vacation.
Yeah, oh,
that's
okay.
The name of his RV is
Cousin Eddie. Because he's got it in Christmas Vacation. He's emptying it into this. He's emptying his.
I have seen Christmas Vacation.
Shitter's full. What are you planning on doing with that item? He goes, can't blow up on it. He goes, lost all nine lives.
All right, for time's sake, we're going to skip over the Fantasy Dork segment and jump right into Ray Lewis, gentlemen. Ray Lewis. Mm-hmm. The murderer has apparently been fired by ESPN, or at least his contract isn't being renewed. Either way, it's the same way. He's gone.
Okay.
All right, so Chris Carter and Trent Dilfer are also apparently out at the four-letter.
And his adorable hats.
Oh, Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis and his adorable hats.
Yeah, he'd always have a different fedora, right?
Yeah.
Before he talked, I remember I watched his segments. He was so slow to get to the damn point. They'd be like, Ray, so what do you think of the middle linebackers? You like him? He's like, these guys.
I tell you, these guys
are so young. They just like right now, they're not playing together. And you're like, get to the fucking point, Ray. You only got 20 seconds, player.
You never really got the idea of a quick segment.
I'll tell you what. Oh, here we go. I remember watching Steve Young, and he'd be like, fuck, dude. It's freezing out here, right?
Yeah. He'd be like one of those comics who grabs the bench and sits down for just a second.
Oh,
you know?
God.
Just kind of like takes his time and waits.
I think when we get to the pile and you defend your clients, you have to
defend him as Ray Lewis.
There is no
young
way.
Black man.
Mom, friends, there is no way as a unity. Like he has to pronounce all the T's and the Y's.
Well, Johnny Malloy. Johnny Malloy on Twitter, at Mr. Cecil, says, human word jumble, hashtag Ray Lewis is out at ESPN. He gets to keep the hats. He brought them from home.
Right.
He never provided him with a thing.
Hashtag Ray Lewis killed a guy. Hashtag white suit.
Jesus.
So I'm telling you, it was Chris Carter and Trent Dilfer were also let go. But
why
Twitter,
Dilfer? I like Dilfer, though. I don't know why they let
And
Dilfer
Steve
go.
Young, when I got the interview, Steve Young, he said that Trent Dilfer prepares like no one else at the station. Like he
so it was just
watches
a matter
so
of...
much film. Well, it, but it, it,
so
it doesn't
hates
matter.
His,
it
hates
doesn't
his
matter
wife.
If you're good or you're bad. It's all about public perception. And these guys, especially Disney, probably have polls. Do you like Ray Lewis?
Right.
Do you like
Trent
Dilfer?
They have the test poll. And also, it's like, if you think about like something like ESPN, they're shedding contracts. They're shedding contracts.
Right.
Well,
right
I also
they're
think
letting
too,
everybody go.
They're, I guess Tim
Mike Tirico?
Tim Tebow is going to be on there.
is he really?
He's better looking than Ray Lewis and Trent Dilfer, yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing is, he gets just a lot of eyeballs and like stickiness to his social media.
No one's tweeting Trent Dilfer.
Well, then who's going to perform circumcisions at halftime in the locker room? Tim Tebow's going to be on
Mike
Trout. Mike Trout. all right, so Randy Moss is apparently in.
I like Randy Moss.
Great. He's great. He's a lot of fun on camera.
You can understand what he's saying. It's great.
Black guy talking about fishing. I'm all in. Let's do it.
So did you guys see? So, you know, Chris Carter is gone. Trent Dilfer's gone. No one really cared about that. But mm-hmm. Ray Lewis
Chris Carter
got
do,
murdered
yeah,
on Twitter.
Literally.
It's pretty crazy. So, like, one dude here says it's at Larry Lambert 6. So apparently there's five other Larry Lamberts.
Right.
Looks like ESPN is cutting Ray Lewis loose. He was as informative to fans as he was to police.
I saw that. Someone else said, I hope he gets a stab at another network.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Here it is. Ray Lewis got fired from ESPN, which is a lot better than getting stabbed from them. Can't believe ESPN cut Ray Lewis. Crazy any way you slice it. Yeah. Sure, he'll take a stab at another gig.
Yeah,
probably kill
one.
It.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Tim from, what is it? Pull you up.
Where's that? Is it near Alberta?
Eric Michaels. That was the I liked Ray Lewis at ESPN. He made no sense whatsoever and also wore nice hats. Always wore nice hats.
That's true.
These yeah, the thing is Dilfer and Chris Carter just didn't have any of this going for them. They were boring, straight to the point. They did their jobs and it was just their time.
Well, there were a couple of Chris Carter fall guys in there from when he went to the rookie symposium last year and said, "If you don't have one yet, you got to get yourself a fall guy."
Oh, dude, oh, yes,
I remember
that's right.
That. Oh my god, I remember that segment. Where he's like, no, you're going to get in trouble. It's going to happen. Have a friend who's willing to take the rap.
And of all the people who's up there with him, it's Warren Sapp.
Right.
Like who a needs a fall guy more
who
than
didn't have
them.
A yeah. fall guy, yeah.
Is he still in jail, Warren Sapp?
No, he's out.
Oh, he's out.
He's out.
He's working at the car dealership now, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got to be doing so.
Poor he's guy. Doing advertising. It's
he's still
fine.
Putting towels in front of the media, spitting on him. Dickhead.
Andrew Kirkland at Porkchop 971. Did ESPN just realize they hired a murderer? Another fake Sports Center. ESPN has fired Ray Lewis. Apparently, someone in their HR department just discovered they hired a no murderer.
Wow. They're just going after him.
At John after Rivers him. 2, TOO. I would probably feel a little bad for Ray Lewis if he hadn't gotten away with murdering a couple dudes.
I heard these dudes he murdered, though. And listen, no one should get murdered. But if it was these guys, these were the guys you'd murder.
Yeah. All the people talking.
Yeah, I heard they were real bad people.
Oh.
So,
oh, the people that were killed in the fight. Yeah, yeah. Got into.
Yeah. The crazy thing is, after I posted this story online, so I wrote this up on the Daily Upper Decker. Find us at dailyupperdecker.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, also on The Vine.
Jesus.
You can also.
Snapchat.
we got to start that.
You got to start
gotta
the, snap.
Start a
the Snapchat.
Snap.
And just start doing clips like just, this.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I'm terrible at my job.
No, they're just inventing new ways for us to be consumed by our own programming. Right. We're not even watching shit or listening to shit. We're too busy making it.
That's right.
And then no one's listening or watching because they're busy making their own shit, too. We're all just going to be playing video games and talking about sports, and that's it.
So I put this up on Facebook.
Is something wrong with that?
No, this right. is the future.
Right.
I'm just succumbing to it, and I'm putting it into words.
Well, you have to, or else you never get signed.
Right. Back to murder.
You have a Snapchat account? Nope. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, well, we got to talk about murder.
Yeah. So I put up this. I put up the post on Facebook, and a dude was like, Ray Lewis was found innocent by a jury of his peers. His two friends were found guilty within 2 hours of the jury deliberating. And I had to put on there like, no, nobody was ever found guilty for those murders because Ray Lewis made a plea deal with the prosecution and then paid for his two friends. He paid for their defense teams.
Yeah.
So they got acquitted.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he put up all the money for his friends so no one ever got in trouble.
No one got Steve.
Even though every witness will tell you that they were all involved in it.
But remember, this proves Chris Carter's point. He had fall guys.
He had fall money.
He had two
fall, money,
fall,
guys fall
guys
and
fall
limo.
Money.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
And fall limo.
No one investigated whatsoever.
Last one I want to mention is this is the best one. I say the best for last. From D Nasty at Black_Magic54. Hate to be the guy to tell Ray Lewis he's fired.
That's the truth, dude.
Yeah, we've already learned that lesson before.
That's a great one. All right, guys, one more quick thing before we jump into the pile here. Did you see this golfer on Sunday at the Wells Fargo Championship?
No.
So his name is Roberto Castro. You might recognize him from the phrase, who the hell is Roberto Castro? So he's apparently a professional golfer.
Okay.
And he makes it to a playoff on Sunday. So they go back and they play the 18th hole. He hits his first drive into the creek on the left, so he, you know, gets a penalty strokes. Now he's hitting three. So he smokes one over the green. It like bounces and goes into the green, and
oh,
it goes
no.
one bounce into a dude's face.
Oh, I saw
so
that.
So there's a dude just
oh god.
Just like Happy Gilmore style, just well, hitting people across the way.
So then the ball landed off, or hit off that guy's face and then landed in a dude's loafers. Landed in a dude's shoe.
How big
That ball had it coming.
Oh, yeah.
Karma. Yeah, karma for that ball.
Well, luckily, we got audio. This is a Daily Upper Decker exclusive. We got audio of the moment that he had to hit the ball from that shoe.
I can't wait.
Ram the TV towel. Yeah. Excuse me, I just got to get through. I'm looking for my ball. This is golf, okay? Excuse me, thank you.
This is golf. Excuse me, thank you.
Is this your ball? Yes, it is. It struck my foot. Doug! Did I get a drop?
Did I get a drop?
Oh, God. The rule
rule says play it as it lies.
Tough ruling. Tough ruling at the Wells Fargo Championship.
Unfortunate for that gentleman.
Doug at the Wells Fargo Championship. He's a tough one.
Doug. Perfectly right on the green, though.
A little, yeah, toward the back, but pretty good.
That's two. That's far shooter. Oh, you can count. Good for you.
You can count on me waiting for you in the parking lot.
Huge, huge. So that's a Daily Upper Decker exclusive there. Audio from the Wells Fargo Championship.
Which I had memorized before the show.
Well, it's a good clip. I sent it to you guys ahead of time. It's great. I just wanted you guys to be prepared. All right, you guys ready for this? It's the favorite segment here, everybody's favorite segment on the Daily Upper Decker. It's time for the pile.
The pile.
So this is great. You're popping your cherry here in the pile. This is.
I'm excited.
You're popping your cherry with everything.
I get to
see. We could have Snapchatted this. We got cherry sours right there.
Cherry sours. This popping your cherry moment here at the Daily Upper Decker, brought to you by
Cherry Sours.
Mountain Country. Mountain Country cherry sours.
No trans fats with those. That's what I like in my cherry sours.
They're
no
vegan.
Trans fats.
They're officially vegan.
I like gluten-free, cherry, sour, trans fats.
Sir, your trans fat levels are through the roof. God, it must be those cherry sours from Kroger.
The pop chips or the cherry sours.
I recommend Mountain Country cherry sours.
You know what, though? I can tell those aren't top-notch cherry sours.
No, these aren't the best ones.
Those are definitely gas station cherry sours. I'm just saying, I'm not a pro in cherry sours,
no.
But if I had
you
to be,
a bit of a connoisseur, you
that
know.
Would be it.
Is it the fact that it's Mountain Country, or is it the fact that it has, like, the still in 2016, like, the orange sticker for a price?
Yeah, no, it's the mountains that are throwing me off. Because, listen, player, there are no cherries in the mountains, if you will.
Not at all. And there's nothing
not where I'm from.
When they're sour, they're usually poisonous. So that's always a good combination.
That's a very good point.
All right, so here's how it works here in the pile. I'm going to read through. We have no problem finding arrested athletes that get arrested.
Okay.
No problem finding these
None.
Athletes. All right.
There's Jason Williams in this?
He is not.
Okay.
not this
not
time around.
This week.
Joseph Randall didn't make it this time around. He
really?
Went through another week without.
Bummer,
yeah,
man.
Crazy.
He was the best story in Dallas for
is
a moment.
Is Metal World Peace in there at all?
No. He's all right,
but
too.
But Ron Artest is.
Right, yeah.
We're going to start with this guy right here. I'm going to read through the athlete who got arrested. Then Brady Matthews, attorney at law, is going to defend his client. Then you, Judge Adam Furberg, you get the rule on the case.
But is it going to be Brady Matthews or is it going to be Ray Lewis?
Oh, Brady Matthews as Ray Lewis.
Well, we can get Ray. He's in the bathroom right now.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
He's finishing up his rap album real quick. He'll be out of the studio
bathroom.
In just a second.
Using all the toilet paper, you need more.
Reggie Lynch, the Minnesota Golden Gophers center. This is for basketball. Basketball okay. center. Arrested for probable cause sexual assault just months after three other players were suspended for similar accusations. So, A, what the hell is going on in Minnesota? Like, do these guys need a refresher course on what the word no means? And the fact that there's a crazy availability of internet porn out there. Like, if she says no, no worries. Browsers. It's a buck. And apparently sex scandals and the Patinos go hand in hand. Like,
yeah. Wait, is the story about the Louisville basketball team or is this?
This is about the Minnesota basketball team. But
they're taking notes from the Louisville.
Yeah, Rick Pitino's kid.
So well.
Rick Pitino's kid. Richard Pitino is
the
coach at Minnesota.
The team?
No, he's not. Yeah. No, he's not. So he's employing the same tactics.
Correct.
For
very, very well.
He won a national championship.
Listen,
right.
Dude. Listen, if it smells like shit, it looks like shit. It's Rick Pitino. That's it. That's just
as Ray Lewis.
That's it. I'll tell you. You know what's funny about Rick? Am I saying that right? I'll tell you what. Let me put it like this: if he was fourth in goal, he'd cheat. I don't know what that means, but back to you, Trent.
Your Honor,
I'm gonna have to rule against the players on this one.
Right,
tough judge.
Gotta rule against. Because I specifically rule against Rick Pitino on this. Somehow it became. And then you mentioned his kid is running the team. They're running the exact same pattern.
Sort of mafia-like.
Right,
except
exactly.
They apparently don't have the hooker house because
they
this guy's out raping. So, again, the The hooker house at Louisville.
It keeps them at bay.
It does.
It keeps them at bay.
Wasn't there like, there was a ton of stories about this hooker house, right?
Right.
Yeah. No, they would just like file them in.
And
file
apparently,
them
how,
in.
How many players at Louisville ever got accused of sexual assault? Zero.
Yeah. When does John Calipari's sexual house come out? When does that happen?
Oh, man. That
you know that guy's up to some shady shit.
They've only won one championship, guys. Let's keep that. Let's
I
keep
bet you
no,
real.
He's only won one championship with that school.
Right.
He's been where do you, he's won.
He
a
went
ton.
To UMass. He went to Memphis.
Didn't he go to Rhode
Should
Island?
Have won at Memphis. No, that was Rick Pitino.
Oh,
yeah. Or well,
not Rick Pitino. Yeah.
Either way, John either Calipari way. At Kentucky. Every player has their own hooker.
100%. Yeah, that's actually very true.
It keeps it's less profile.
Because what else are you going to do in Kentucky?
One last thing here. The good news is that people are talking about Minnesota Golden Gophers basketball. So congratulations.
There you go.
But damn, right. You're doing a great job.
When
all
you
right.
said that it looked like shit and smelled like shit, I thought you were referring to the brown in the colors of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. I thought it was very specific.
Yeah, no.
No.
And up next here in the pile, Mario Pender, Florida State running back dismissed from the team after getting arrested and charged with domestic battery by strangulation.
What?
I don't get it.
You know, this is the dude. He missed a lot of last year after having a collapsed lung. Maybe there was an argument that he was no longer a good player. Like, no, hey, this is what it felt. Mm. Well, I'm doing your job though.
No, that's fine.
Ray
do
Lewis,
my job. I need
Brady
that.
Matthews. You defend your client, Mario Pender.
Wait, what happened to Mario Pender again? I'm sorry, I got lost in the
well, he
here.
Had a collapsed lung. He got tackled, and then there was like a collapsed lung that he had last year, so he's missed most of the year. But then he apparently just got arrested for domestic battery by strangulation.
So he kind of, yeah, right.
Jesus. This is really extreme.
Tommy's lady,
you know,
coming
counsel,
in.
Your counsel that is doing great work.
Yeah. That, well, she said it. She said it best. A homeboy needs a safe word.
That's it. As a
Thank
graduate
you.
Of the University of Miami, I'm going to have to rule against anybody. From
biased so. Opinion. God. Biased.
Sorry,
opinion.
Am I 0-2? Really am I 0-2?
Well, it's a tough judge. This is not the fabulous T-Shawn here. The fabulous T-Shawn would just have him pick up garbage.
There you go.
But.
Not today. Not as long as he went to Florida State. If he went to Miami, he's free. Everybody's free.
Right.
That's why, like, I think you guys were being way too hard on
and,
Ray
in Miami,
Lewis.
Everyone gets Caltrans.
Yeah.
Well, this is a close one. Okay. Jaleel Cousins didn't go to Miami, but he went to the University of South Florida.
Okay. In
this
Tampa.
Is DeMarcus Cousins' brother.
Okay.
Oh, of course.
So he was at a club and tried getting into the DJ booth with his boys, but they were denied by security.
Don't like that.
Shit got heated. Chests all puffed out.
Yeah, well, don't you know who I am? I'm someone's brother.
I'm
you know
DeMarcus
Cousins'
brother.
That's my brother.
That's my brother, right.
So then he ended up getting tased and eventually arrested and charged with battery.
I wonder I wonder if he's as big as am I saying DeMarcus?
DeMarcus,
let's just go Boogie.
Yeah,
I wonder if he's bigger than
Boogie.
Boogie
Cousins.
I mean, like it's like I was telling Tommy last week. I'm like, everyone's got a Marcus Vick in their family.
Right.
You know what I mean? But Michael Vick had Marcus Vick, who was in charge of all the pit bulls getting dog fighting and all that stuff. He was the guy that stepped on some dude's throat at Virginia Tech during the game. So you know Marcus Vick?
Again, this calls back
in a Ray Lewis voice, can you give me a
Chris
you
Carter?
Have a Marcus Vick.
You can't lose your emotions on the field like you do. You got to pull it together. Become a team, unity, but there's always one wild card. Anyways, that's as far as I go.
All right, Judge.
I don't even know if I'm doing a Cooper Lewis impression anymore.
I'm going to rule in favor of Jaleel Cousins and get him out of trouble on this one. I think that if you want to go to the DJ booth and you are DeMarcus Cousins' brother's cousin's brother's cousin's brother, you're allowed in. I think that's totally fair.
Well, and I agree with you, Judge. I think that you also have to – we don't know enough here. You got to at the very worst, a continuance, because you got to find out what kind of music the DJ was playing.
Right,
it was
exactly.
He Bieber-ing it up?
And more importantly, was the taser part of the experience?
Like, I think
was he asking to get tased because he was on some really good Molly? We don't know.
True.
But I could imagine someone might want to enjoy that. So I rule in favor of Jaleel Cousins.
Maybe the song
very
was
good.
Maybe
very
the
good.
Song was Don't Drop That Dun Da Da. Could do that. So you know,
confuse it with,
and you know that gets the party wild,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Real quickly here, last one in the pile: Reggie Rucker, former NFL wide receiver, arrested for assault and menacing. That's some Scooby Doo shit right there. Well, meddling. Like, wow. after he allegedly grabbed a 28-year-old man Scoobs by the throat on a golf course and pushed him and threatened to shoot him.
That's pretty good.
That's really good. I'm surrounded by two like gigantic, amazingly great voiceover artists right now.
Reggie Rucker allegedly grabbed a 28-year-old man by the throat on a golf course, pushed him, and threatened to shoot him. Now, defend your client. This is a golf course in Ohio, so it's the beginning of the season.
Listen, maybe this is what got him to, get in the NFL. Maybe he has flashbacks. Maybe he's like Forrest Gump when he ran through the field, and everyone was like, "Who's that?" Maybe that's how he got found out. Maybe he was strangling dudes, and the coach was like, "That guy's got some talent. Looks like he's got strong hands. Play wide receiver for us. Boom, bam, done."
Hands.
And he got a flashback.
Well, Judge, your ruling.
Listen, I just on the fact that he was charged with menacing, I think anyone charged with menacing, that should be a dismissal of all charges. Just on the fact that menacing is good enough.
God, you have no one in jail, do you?
No one's everyone's free. My place is just like burning buildings.
Seriously,
and TVs
you're the
street.
Nicest judge on the
I really
planet.
Am.
I think it's good enough. You might just want to throw in the sentence that he. If you're getting charged for menacing on a golf course, for like threatening to shoot somebody on a golf course, we would like you to donate your brain to science. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. In favor of Reggie Rucker.
Perfect.
Jesus.
Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for another game of Fact or Fudge.
Fact or Fudge.
Did you guys watch Kentucky Derby on Saturday?
Did not.
I did not either. We were running a cornhole tournament.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I was actually that. Thinking of coming.
It was great. Yeah,
my buddy Rob,
one,
I think.
I was extremely hungover. I couldn't make it.
I think my friend Rob went.
Really?
My friend Rob, he's a friend of mine from Miami, went to...
Oh, a friend of Ralph Guerra as well? Or no, he went to the Kentucky Derby.
No, he went to your cornhole tournament.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Oh, Rob Vitolo?
Yeah, Rob Vitolo.
He was there. Yeah, he didn't
do
very well, but that's awesome. He was there.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine.
Rob,
great.
Thanks for listening, buddy.
How do you remember people's names when you're hammered? I can't do it.
Well, I was the MC, so I had to go through all 41 names. And, all right, well, we all missed the Kentucky Derby then, so Nyquist. Nyquist won the 100.
I like that.
It's kind of just downhill after American Pharoah wins the Triple Crown. Like,
right.
I feel like it's a bad year for horse racing.
Well, he was in fifth place, and from what I understand, the fifth place horse usually always wins.
Really?
That's what they said.
Really? It's like the 5-12 seed in the tournament?
Well, that's why you follow the Daily Upper Decker. That's the only information you get here. Nyquist won a 142nd running of the Kentucky Derby with Exaggerator and Gunrunner, who must be owned by... Raiders fans.
By the way, who comes up with these stupid ass names? Why can't you just give him a normal name like Daryl one? Instead, it's like my Miata from college, and you're like, and he's coming around the corner. My Miata from college is coming around. You're like, my Miata from college.
I would like if people.
I don't miss
Jack
Daniels. I used to get really wasted off it. He's coming around the corner. You're like, well, huh?
Well, it's got to sound interesting when someone's speaking that quickly. If you say Daryl, it has to eat up most of the time because the guy has virtually nothing to say for a minute and a half.
What was that horse racing movie with Bobcat Goldthwait? What was his
name?
Bobcat Goldthwait? Goldthwait?
That would make a really
money?
Good...
No, that's no. with is
it Don?
Dangerfield.
Is it Don was the name of the horse, but is that the name of the movie,
well,
Don?
That's when like Bobcat Goldthwait was like killing it.
Yeah, in the 80s. But I don't know. Either way, I feel like Bobcat Goldthwait would make a great name for a horse.
Yeah.
Really well,
that is a good one.
That's a great. That's
or
a great
Ashton Kutcher.
So yeah. So when they were announcing the race, like I think John Candy's in the movie. I think too, or John Candy is the voice of the horse.
Yeah. Is he
and,
what?
And
is
Bob
this movie?
Goldway. Yeah. It's called Don is the name of the horse, but
I forget. God, it's on the tip of my tongue. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So the announcer is like, around the corner comes Hunter, and followed by. Don.
It would throw them off.
Yeah, you
it has
have a
to be
boy,
something.
Well, see, then I'm on to something.
For a guy yelling and screaming for 2.5 minutes about horses, to call out a human name, I think would really just kill his momentum.
I think I'm
well,
on to something.
So this time it was Exaggerator. Well, it was Nyquist followed by Exaggerator and Gunrunner sniffing its ass across the finish line. So
sniffing its ass was the last horse?
No.
Oh, bummer.
Exaggerator
that's
and Gunrunner.
That would have been a great horse.
Coming around the corner sniffing his ass, Nyquist!
So I'm glad we're talking about the names, though, because with that in mind, it leads us to our fact or fudge question.
Ooh, see, okay.
That is,
here we go.
Is this the name of a horse that ran in the Kentucky Derby, an Urban Dictionary sex move, or both?
I think I already know the answer.
Okay.
All right. So Brady Matthews, you are the defending champion.
Okay.
So you get to go first.
All right.
Now, at any point here, you guys get to use what is called a pullout. You can pull out. If you don't know the answer, you can make the other guy answer it. If he gets it right, then he gets the point. If he gets it wrong, you get the point.
Right. Okay. I know all sexual positions, so go ahead.
All right. You're up first. The Spanish, well, not the, but just Spanish chestnut. Is that an Urban Dictionary sex move? The name of a Kentucky Derby horse? And it's not just one that ran this year. It's like at any point.
Any point in history.
Point. 142 of these things.
How many horses run in the Kentucky Derby?
Anywhere between like 16 to 20.
Wow.
So a horse that ran in the Kentucky Derby, an Urban Dictionary sex move, or both? Spanish chestnut.
I'm going to go horse.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Wow.
Good work. Yeah. Good work.
Spanish chestnut probably wound up as a bag of dog food after finishing 16th in 2005.
Or as Seinfeld says, he's crazy glue.
Outstanding.
See that?
All right, Brady.
Comedy jokes. I'll be at Mystic Lake Casino all weekend.
Is that where you are this weekend?
Yeah, Minnesota.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, man.
Perfect.
Yeah. They're going to love it. They need to laugh up there. That's great.
No, they're just a bunch of drunks, but it's going to be great.
All right, so they can they message you for tickets or anything at Brady Matthews 13?
Do
they do that outside of L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So Brady Matthews all weekend long at the Mystic
Lake Casino.
Mystic Lake Casino.
It smells like cigarettes and cherry sours, if you will.
You're getting yourself right ready.
But they make a good steak there. I've been there before with Thomas.
It's
Dale.
Mountain country.
That sounds like where a place where you pick up a chick who's like 85 and her husband just died, and you just hope that she's like ready to go out.
No,
she's your name in the will.
Yeah,
she
dude, is. They're all still listening to like Mystical. You know what I mean?
They just
like,
got Mystical.
Like they just got it. I think Britney's gonna be there next
weekend. Watch yourself.
All right, here. Moving on here in Fact or Fudge. Is this the name of a horse that ran in the Kentucky Derby, an Urban Dictionary sex move, or both? Adam Ferberg. Frosted.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to go both.
That is correct.
What?
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Yes. What is Frosted?
Well, Frosted
what is, that
is a horse that ran last year in the Kentucky Derby, and he looks like a horse that grew up next to a nuclear power plant. That's pretty crazy.
He's a horse from
the name.
Horse from Chernobyl.
Correct. Yeah. That's why he did okay. Finished
nuclear
fourth.
Winter. That'd be a great horse name.
Now, Frosted, according to Urban Dictionary, is the act of watching two persons do anal from underneath while the taker is constipated and having the giver pull out to cover the watcher's face and shit. Wow.
That
can also be the act of ejaculating on a woman's face, or in other words, glazing.
Yeah, you betcha.
Either way, it sounds like something that came out of
all
Minnesota.
Right.
That's
so
disgusting.
I'm not eating for the rest of the
That's
day.
That's disgusting. But there is donuts right over here if you
oh,
want
thank
to grab
you.
A donut.
They're glazed with glazed. Some chocolate.
Yeah. Right, well, good work. So we've got a tight match here at Factor Fudge, 1-1. Up next, Sheboygan Mud Plow.
All right. This is neither.
No, it's got to be a Kentucky Derby horse, an Urban Dictionary sex move,
that's
or
a sex,
both.
That's a sex move.
Just a sex move.
Yeah.
That is correct. The right. Sheboygan Mud Plow. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. I don't think coming around the corner, Sheboygan Mud Plow.
I don't think anyone's named a horse Mud Plow before.
And they used to have dog races in Wisconsin and like Lake Geneva.
Up in Wisconsin.
Lakes, yeah.
Miami had a dog track.
That's where I had my homecoming, and I did mushrooms and then acid. So
nice.
It was great. Yeah.
Wow. I wish I went to that high school.
It's a trifecta.
Sheboygan Mud Plow is the act of taking a shit on the floor, then proceeding to plow your partner from behind while her face is pushed through your shit on the floor.
Jesus.
Used in a sentence, did you hear what Ali did last night? He gave Nina the old Sheboygan Mud Plow. She can't get the brown stain off her forehead.
My
what the
God.
Where is this at?
More importantly. Urban Dictionary.
No, it sounds European. That's
what?
A European move.
Sheboygan's Wisconsin.
What spelling bee would
it smells European.
Necessary that they would need the context of the word in a sentence. What is this? What kind of spelling bee is this? Yeah,
that's why Urban Dictionary is uber popular.
Yeah, right? It really is.
That's a good one though.
All right. Well, Adam Ferberg, it's your turn now.
Here we go.
Green eggs and ham. Is that a Kentucky Derby horse, an Urban Dictionary sex move, or both?
I'm gonna go with a horse.
That is incorrect.
No, what?
Yeah. Incorrect.
Oh, no.
It is just an Urban Dictionary sex move.
Really? Oh, I would have sworn a Dr. Seuss, anything Dr. Seuss is horse racing.
Yeah, 100%. That would have thrown me
it
off.
It might be a Kentucky Derby recipe, but it's definitely not a horse. It is the sexual cooking fetish involving two partners in the missionary position on top of a kitchen table. When the male wraps ham around his member and the woman cracks an egg into her vaginal passageway, followed by sexual intercourse.
This can't be real.
When all of the ingredients ingredients are mixed to the right consistency inside the woman, she pushes the mixture out of herself and onto a skillet in order to cook a bountiful breakfast for the couple. Always grease the pan or skillet before cooking to prevent sticking.
Oh, my God. I like how the last part was, like, warm it up to 400. Like, this was, like, a recipe right, for how to make this.
Well, yeah. You better do the green eggs and ham right.
Okay.
Last thing I want. It sounds like it could be fatal.
My God. Who's eating? Who is eating
Who
it?
Wants breakfast?
I'm just afraid of getting salmonella at this point. Like, there's a lot.
Seriously.
There's a lot of illnesses going on.
Make sure you don't have a clean pan.
Everyone just went to the doctor.
That's gross.
All right, so we got Brady Matthews 2.
The leader.
Adam Burberg 1.
You know what? I'm happy I missed that one. I'm so happy that I thought, no, that's not possible.
Still anybody's game. Both gentlemen still had their pullout.
If right, this one's the strawberry shortcake, I've got this.
All right.
Danza. Kentucky Derby horse. Urban Dictionary sex move or both?
I'm going to say horse.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
it is
shit.
Both.
It is both?
It is both, yes.
Danza? Is that where Tony Danza comes out and Adam Ray does an impression of him?
I'm Tony Danza. He does it great when he's like,
hey, kids, you like Nintendo's?
He's so good with it. If you've never seen Adam Ray's Tony Danza impression.
Google it.
Hey, kids, you know what you shouldn't do? Fuck your pets. Yeah. And he does it in a perfect voice.
I fuck my pet, and he loves it.
Danza finished third in the 2014 Kentucky Derby, so if you place a $2 bet on him, congrats on turning that into $6. Urban Dictionary says a Danza is simply a dick slap across the face. However, that's just the top definition. The better definition can be found on the second page. Oh. Danza has 2 pages worth of Urban Dictionary definitions.
There's many definitions of Danza.
The second time around, a Danza is while doing a girl from behind, you slam your dick into her ass while simultaneously slapping her on the back of the head, exclaiming, "Who's the boss now, bitch?"
Oh, my God. That sounds more like
Connery.
Wait,
that sounds about right.
That sounds very Connery, too. I like that. Who's the boss, bitch?
Who's the man now, dog?
Yeah.
What? Who's the boss now, bitch? Yeah.
What's the full house? It's just Joey going, whoa.
Cut it out.
Cut it
and
out.
By out, it means
she's like,
out
I'm coming.
No, the Joey that goes, whoa, would be the blossom.
Oh, right.
Right.
He comes out, he's like, whoa.
And she's like, not
again.
You last 2 seconds. It's perfect.
Not again.
All right, this is big for you because if you get this, the game goes on.
Okay.
If you don't, Brady Matthews
is a two-time
champion.
Oh, my God. It's like tennis. As soon as you fuck up once, it's over.
No, it could be.
You fuck up twice, it's over, I mean.
Here we go.
Okay.
Kentucky Derby horse, Urban Dictionary sex move, or both? Icebox.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to go both.
That is correct.
Yes,
the game goes on.
That was a gimme.
Also, a character from Little Giants.
Icebox,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, she's the girl is Icebox.
All right, I've got 3 more hot minutes of.
All right, we got this.
Okay.
Icebox was a 2010 Kentucky Derby horse. Urban Dictionary says Icebox is the equivalent to Lady Blue Balls, but it's also when you're at a bar that has a walk-in refrigerator in the back room, and you take the bartender back there at close, lick her forehead, stick her forehead to the wall of the icebox, and nail her from behind.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Why is it that all of these have just a little sting of assault behind
what
them?
Happened
yeah, that's a tad rapier than just Lady Blue.
What happened to just, like, sex? Lay her down, have sex.
Yeah, it's just,
that's
it's just,
it.
That's
put on some
horse.
Yanni.
Yeah.
Something like that. Instead, it's like, you know, a lot of talking.
A little John Tesh.
The Ja Rule.
Bringing in a lot of electronics. A lot of appliances. All right, here we go. Sudden death.
Okay, here we go.
Sudden death. So whoever says the right answer first wins.
Oh, really? We're going to have to do an answer first. Okay.
Yes. Kentucky Derby, Urban Dictionary sex move, or both?
Okay.
Silver ending.
Both.
Do I have to also answer? I'm going to go both, too. I think that's both.
Well, try it again. Ladies, it's just a horse. Just a horse. Finished fifth in the 1990 Kentucky Derby. Okay. All right, here we go.
Here we go. One more.
Tabasco cat.
Horse.
That is correct, ladies and gentlemen. Tabasco Cat finished sixth
so
in the 1994 Kentucky Derby. That means your champion here at Factor Fudge for the second time in a row is the one and only Brady Matthews. Give him a round of applause.
Thank you so much, everyone.
I took him to overtime, But you know what? Someone just drains 17 in overtime, and they win the MVP award.
Hey, that was my horse's name.
You were the Portland Trailblazers. You are the first unanimous MVP in NBA history.
I'm Rip City. I want to be known as Rip City with my ugly long sleeve basketball jersey.
And my new name is Drain 17.
I love it. Well, gentlemen, remember you can check us all out, not just YouTube, but everybody here. Both of our other listeners can check us out on DailyUpperDecker.com. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter at Daily Upper Deck,
but not Snapchat yet.
Not Snapchat yet. We'll figure that
out. We will be.
And you can also find us on the Vine, though. We're on Vine.
Okay, good.
So, guys, one more time, throw out your Twitter handle so people can follow you. Brady Matthews?
Brady Matthews 13, and on Instagram, Brady Matthews 32. That's it.
Nice. Just a lot of math problems. I like it. I'm just at Adam Furberg everywhere. At Adam Furberg, F-E-U-E-R-B-E-R-G. Brady has his numbers, and I have my letters, and that's how we differentiate.
All right, we're out of here, guys. I got to give my wife the Mississippi meat hook.
Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.